If you can't cut it, it will cut you off. It will finish in one day. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day when it is rising, coming up at sunrise time, it addresses the human being. We cannot listen its voice, but it's addressing. O son of Adam, I am a new day for you. Whatever deeds, whether good or bad, obedience or disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you going to do, I will be witness for you or against you. If you obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform your Fajr Salah, Dhuhr Salah, Maghrib Isha, I will be witness in the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Allah, he performed all five obligatory Salah today. And he was aware of your presence. He did not commit sin knowingly, intentionally. You know, I am witness for that. So day on the Yawm Al-Qiyamah will bear witness for you if you do good actions and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or against you if you disobey and violate and transgress the rules and commands of Allah. They're all up to you, how you want to utilize your day as a witness for you or against you. Once I'm gone, you won't be able to see me again till the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Likewise, night also addressing in the same manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the beginning of the day and the ending of the day. In one surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal Fajr wa layalin ashr. Allah ta'ala taking an oath of the beginning of the day. And on the other surah, that is recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wal Asr innal insana lafi khusr. Asr time is the ending time of the day. So it shows the importance of the beginning of the day and the ending of the day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, there are two great bounties, ni'matani maqbulun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal farah. Very famous hadith of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people are unmindful. Very great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon the human beings. But most of the people are unmindful and neglectful about those bounty, and they don't take advantage of it. What are those? Your health and your time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prophesied before the Yawm al-Qiyamah, this will happen. The hour, the Qiyamah, will not come until time shrinks. The prophecy given 1400 years ago. Today we are witnessing, everyone is witnessing. The time will shrink. That the year will be felt like a month. Like last month, that was the beginning of 1445 or 2024. 2024 now is ending. Almost July, half of the year is gone. And whole year Islamic calendar is passed. So whole year, 12 months, 365 days will fill us like just one month. It will shrink. And a month like a week. And a week like a day, Juma to Juma, Friday to Friday, it's just going so fast. Just like a day. And the day, just like 1 hour. This is the morning, now is afternoon, it's going to be evening. So before we feel it, it's gone. It just looks like 1 hour. And the hour like a burning bush or flare of the fire. You don't feel barakah in time. It will pass very quickly. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied up shrinking of the time with decrease of good deeds an increase of certain types of corruption. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yataqarabu az-zaman wa yanqusu al-amal." The time will shrink and good deeds will be less. Wa yulqas shuh and greed, the love for this dunya and worldly things, miserliness, will be put in your hearts, in the hearts of the people. They will only run after the dunya and they will forget akhirah. Wa yaksurul haraj. Haraj means a murder will become prevalent. Today we are hearing thousands and hundreds of innocent people are just losing their lives because of the bombarding or because of the chaos, because of fighting. So this murder and the killing of the people is so vast, and we can see and witness. This is the signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied from 1400 years ago. So what is the real meaning of barakah? What is the real meaning of blessing? It is said, amalul kathir fi waqtil qaleel. Amalul kathir fi waqtil qaleel. To be able to do more work with less time. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Atta rahmatullah alayhi, Iskandari, had said in one of his wisdom that some people live a very long life but have very little fruits. And some people live a very short life but they bear much fruits. So there is a long fruitless life and there is a short fruitful life. Even in today's time, if someone is God-fearing and righteous, can accomplish at the age of 18, which some cannot accomplish at the age of 80 years. There are seven things the ulama has extracted from the sunnah ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which can bring the barakah in our time. Number one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a morning person, and he made dua, Allahumma barikli ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, bless my nation, bless my ummah in early hours. When he used to send down a battalion expedition, he used to send down them in the early morning. He used to start any task of the ummah early morning after Fajr. So every task, every work you start from the beginning of the day, there will be more barakah you can accomplish in the short period of time compared to when you start afternoon or later. So this is the one thing, keep in mind, if you want blessing in your time, barakah in time, start early morning. Don't sleep, then don't wake up after sunrise. Wake up before sunrise. So number two, avoiding sins. This is very important point, my brothers and sisters. We don't have blessing in barakah, in our lives, in our time, in our health, in our money. Why? Because we are committing sins. Sins are avoiding all those blessings and barakah, keeping us away from Allah's mercy. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, when he met Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, he was very young, 8 years old. He went to learn from Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. But Imam Shafi rahmatullah, from the age of 8, was excellent. He was outstanding. He was a genius. He set so many world records only in a short period of time. So his teacher Imam Malik rahmatullah advised to him, listen to my young man, I can see inni ara Allahu qad alqa fi qalbika nuran fala tusmithu bi zulmati ma'siya. Meaning that Allah, I can see that Allah Ta'ala has placed a nur. There is a special nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do good action, obey the commands from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah in your daily life, it creates one nur. Nur comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nur of ilm I can see in your heart. So don't distinguish it by darkness of the sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in one of the ayat of the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. If the people of town believed, bring the iman, and avoided sins, this is very important, avoided sins, adopting taqwa meaning avoiding sin. So if they would have done this, we would have opened the blessings upon them from the heaven and earth. So there will be no barakah in life, in work, in time, in wealth, because of the sins and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to avoid it. Sins cause lots of anxieties and trauma. Number three, spending time with your family. We stay away from the family to earn more, to get more money, to work more hard. We don't have time to spend it with family. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us, spend your time with your family. It will bring the barakah. It works other way around. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba an yubsatu lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'u lahu fi atharihi falyasil rahma." Bukhari Muslim Sharif, whoever wants to get more wealth and have his life extended, then let him keep a good relationship with his family member. Meaning spending more time with the family member, it will bring the barakah. Being good with your family will increase your wealth and your time. And silatul raham start from your parents. Parents more deserve than anyone else. So start spending quality time with your parents. Serve them, make them happy, then your spouse, children and relatives, etc. Number four, an act of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "La in shakartum la azidannakum." If you show your gratitude, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounty, this thanking will increase your risk. If you want your time, your risk will be increased, then this is what you have to do. You have to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, all the time. If you show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase your wealth and your health. Number five, daily recitation of the Holy Quran. Make a habit, my brothers, after Fajr, make sure that you read the Suratul Yasin. It will take care of the whole day. All the affairs of the daily, you know, your worldly things will be taken care of by just reciting the Holy Quran in the morning. And especially ulama encourage us to recite Suratul Baqarah, the first surah, a very short surah of the Holy Quran, right? See, if you have a habit of reciting Suratul Baqarah every day, Baqarah has very great link with Barakah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Sahaba, if you cannot memorize the whole Quran, at least memorize Suratul Baqarah. And most of the Sahaba and their children used to memorize Suratul Baqarah, just Suratul Baqarah. If you recite it, make a habit of reciting every day in the house, your house will be protected from jinn, shayateen, and a lot of barakat will come in your house. So just make sure, if you cannot memorize it, at least you must read Suratul Baqarah every single day in the house. It will have a great effect in the barakah. Number six, zikr into your routine. Zikr is not just sitting on the musalla and making tasbih. Zikrullah has no link with the place or the time. One can moist his tongue with zikrullah all the time. Whatever work is doing, while you are driving, while you are working, you just keep on, while you are shopping, you can just make zikrullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar, astaghfirullah, etc. So zikr has no limit. You can keep on making zikrullah all the time. There is no limit for zikrullah. Incorporate zikrullah in your daily activities. It will be a source of barakah for you. And number seven, last, that keep the company of productive people. Don't sit with the people who waste your time unnecessarily, gossiping, worldly affairs. Then sit with the pious people. It will bring the barakah in your life. May Allah give barakah and blessing in our time, in our life, and grant us tawfiq to spend our time wisely, productively, and making the fikr of akhirah, preparing for akhirah and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.